Hello, all my beautiful people out there. Welcome to yet another episode of the Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast. I am yours truly, Mr. Paul Jahogany, and guess what? I got some more food for you. Welcome back to the table. Let's feast. This is my first time doing an audio podcast this year. I've been doing so many other things. I actually took the podcast to the streets. If you follow me consistently, you can see on my YouTube, on my Instagram, I got basically I call it Let's Feast to the Streets, where I just go out and I interview people that I know, family members, people that I just met, impromptu moment. I just wanted to challenge myself doing something different. And honestly, the real reason why I took such a long break was because I was burnt out creative wise. Like, I was doing so many things, from making movies, skits, editing. I do all my own editing myself, boom, boom, boom. And I'm still trying to cultivate and get better every single day while balancing a 9-to-5, while still trying to be a father, boom, boom, boom. Like, and you know what I'm saying? Just trying to juggle everything. And it's so tough when you're doing everything on your own. So that's why I pretty much took a mental health break. Now, and this is like a mental health podcast, but I can't be an advocate for mental health if I don't prioritize myself and my own mental health. So how am I going to tell you guys about these experiences and things that I go through if I'm burnt out? And basically, I'm just speaking from an empty vessel, and I don't never want to be that type of person. So I just had to take a mental health break for a while. But if you follow me, you can see that I've been active doing so many other things, like from my TikTok to my Instagram or whatever. And I'm trying to get the YouTube back popping now. So yeah, man, that just explains the break that I've been on. But we back now, baby. So full of content, full of topics that I really want to talk to you guys about. And one of the topics that I want to talk about today is something for the fellas. Women, you guys can listen too, but this is strictly for the men. And I want to title this podcast, this episode, Social Media Issues, Part 1. Because I have so many of these experiences that I done had within the past few years. And I've never spoke on this because I was so embarrassed at the fact that this actually happened. But I felt blessed that it happened to me and that I was able to live to tell about it, shall I say. It's nothing dramatic or anything, nothing like to where it was like a near-death experience. So I don't want you guys to get that idea, but it was something that like made my antennas rise a little bit. And I said, you know what? I'm mad that it happened to me, but I'm happy that it happened to me at the same time, because now I get to tell a story and I get to protect other men out there when it comes to dating out here in the world. And some of the things that we have to deal with in this new social media age. Now, I'm an 80s baby. So I'm a little I'm new school too. I'm like borderline. I'm right there in the middle because I'm still young. But depending on who you talk to, I'm old too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm around my son. My son called me old. I'm 34. He called me old. But around my peers, I'm the baby. Like, plus I got a baby face. So that kind of like, that kind of like goes in with the whole, okay, you a baby. You ain't really did nothing yet, whatever. So, yeah, so I'm like there in the middle when it comes to like being traditional and being somewhat old school. So it's been times where when it comes to trying to talk to women and trying to basically start dating, especially if you've been single for a while and you're trying to get yourself back out there, like, it can be a little bit complex if you are a traditional type of guy. You know, so this situation I'm gonna tell you guys about after this commercial break is something that I want us to be aware of, and how a lot of women, even older women, because everybody's been affected by social media, right? Ever since social media hit the scene, it altered us. It's like it was like an asteroid, like it just basically rattled everybody's cage. So we had to get with it or get left behind. So, but unfortunately, this situation I'm about to tell you about, I just want us to be aware of it and know that it can happen. So with that being said, I'm gonna take a little quick break real quick. You're gonna hear a word from my sponsor. We back in the full swing of things. I'm happy to be back. And as soon as I come back, we're gonna talk about some social media issues on the Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast. See you in a minute.
That's the eye.
right, guys, and welcome back to the Less Feast, Food for Thought podcast. Now, without further ado, it's time for the meat and potatoes, and may the food that I serve be nourishment for your soul. Get straight to it. So, this happened to me a couple of years ago, right? I told myself, you know what? I'm going to start back dating a little bit out there, you know? I'm going to test the waters. I'm going to see what's going on. It's been a while. I've been on the single market for a while. It's time for me to get my feet wet a little bit. So, met this girl on Facebook, right? And you know how Facebook can give you suggestions of mutual friends, like people that you're friends with or whatever, and they'll just tell you people that they know that they think that you should be friends with, so everybody can know the same people. I don't know, some type of stranger family reunion. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, so she ended up following me first. I didn't follow her back initially. I was just, okay, who is this person? Boom, boom, boom. But she started showing me love, and I thought she was a bot at first. I'm like, oh, this must be a bot. But it was like actual comments that you have to think about, because I don't know if you guys noticed this with bots. When it's bots, it's just very simple, very simplistic. It's like, okay, that's automated. Like somebody done programmed the algorithm to say that. And that don't even look real. They're only like somebody, no real person actually thought about that comment. That's how a lot of y'all be doing your comments these days. You know, y'all sound very automated, but that's another story for another day. But anyways, she was showing me a lot of love though. I was like, okay. So I followed her back. Cool. So in the future, like we just started talking about certain things, whatever, in the comment section. Certain things I post, she'll comment on it. Certain things she posts, I comment on it. I just give her a like or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. So I went to work on a regular day, right? And guess who I see walk in? I see this girl walk in, right? And this is not like a case where a woman looks different from their profile picture. She looks just identical like her profile picture. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So she walks by, and I remember her posting something on her wall, and she was saying something about, I don't know, college or something like that. I don't know, something alluded to that, dealing with some type of issue she was dealing with. So I looked at her, whatever. We'd never met in person. We were just on social media. We never met in person. So I was like, okay, cool. So I'm thinking that she probably don't met me, boom, boom, went on my profile. You would think that. So I went up to her and I said, you know what? I'm pacing the back. I'm taking off guard because I'm expecting this to be like, oh, okay. Hey, what you doing? Hey, man, I like the post that you posted. Oh, no, blah, blah. It wasn't that, man. I went up to her and I said, so, hey, did you ever get that thing figured out? Because I was commenting on what she had posted on her wall. She looked at me like, who are you? Like, what are you talking about? I was like, Did you ever get that thing figured out? Remember you posted it on your wall, like, I'm me. Like, it was like, you know, the scene from Rush Hour with Chris Tucker, I'm me, you're you. Like, that's that whole scene in real life for me. I was living that moment. I was like, the Poet Jahogany, like, we follow each other on Facebook. She looking at me like, no, like, you a stalker, bro. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, You comment on my page, and now it's getting weird because people are walking by. It's me and her on, and I think we was on the cereal aisle, like, and I was working the neighborhood at my job. I was working the neighborhood Walmart. I worked there. I worked for Pepsi or whatever, but I was, well, at my job. I was on that route today while I worked that service, that store, and she was just down there, and I was like, okay, now it's starting to get weird. Now I'm getting uncomfortable because she's looking like, dude, you are a real life stalker. Like, what are you doing? So I end up cutting the conversation short because after the first like two sentences or whatever, and the look on her face said it all to me. And now I'm nervous. Like, now you looking at me like I'm some type of dude that's following you around, or boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what the fuck? What is really going on? So anyways, I cut the conversation short, and I went back to doing my job because I was still on the clock. So she comes down the aisle about 5 to 10 minutes later, and she did exactly what I thought she was going to do. Guess what she did, y'all? Guess what she did? She started recording me. She was talking to somebody on the phone, and I was thinking in my head, I said, man, she probably going to record me because she probably think I'm a creep. She probably think I'm following her. And I understand women got it very tough out here in today's world, man. There's a lot of creeps out here, predators. You don't know who to trust. We got social media out here. You don't know who following you. Boom, boom, boom. And this was clearly a case of she didn't think that I, she thought that I was just somebody or whatever, but I was thrown off because we interact with each other on social media. But that just goes to show you that everybody who follows you back, don't keep in tune with everything that you got going on. You know what I mean? Some people are being nice and just following you back. But due to the fact that she commented on a lot of my posts, I thought it was cool. I thought, like, okay, so we real life interacting with each other. We finna set this thing up. Boom, boom, boom. And we was going to move on. I was going to eventually want to take her out. Boom, boom, boom. We weren't really alluding to none of that. It was just very, it was basically PG on social media. But I was just thrown off because she didn't recognize me at all. So I'm like, okay. So now it's getting weird. I'm trying to make you remember me. Like, now I never want to be in a position like that. You never want to do that, man or women, but especially men these days. So she starts recording me, dude. And I asked her. And she tried to play it off because she had a basket in front of her. And she was trying to play it off. And I seen how her phone was like, because you know me, I make content. So I kind of know like the little slick little angles that you try to get a little scene in here and there. If you creating something or whatever and you don't want to be noticed. I know the slick angles. Like, you can't play me because I do this. Like, this is like something that I do, my extracurricular activities outside of my job or whatever. This is what I do. So you can't play me. So I asked her, I say, you recording me, ain't you? She's like, no, I'm not recording you. And then after I said that, she turned real quick. And she turned she put the phone up and she tried to like turn it that away to where she was still recording me, but the way it didn't look like I actually seen that she was recording me. I'm like, man, come on with all this type of stuff, man. But anyways, here's the point that I'm trying to make out of telling you guys this story. Sometimes out there dating guys, specifically for the men, when you're out there dating, you got to be real, real mindful. If you meet these women on social media, your Instagram, your TikTok, your YouTube, your social medias, anything, your Snap, whatever you got going on, your social media presence, when you're meeting women, man, make sure it's 100% like mutual between both parties or whatever. Like me, I didn't think it was a big deal. And pretty much she blowed it out of proportion because I thought that by her commenting on my post and me showing the same love back in return, I thought we knew each other like for real, real. I thought she looked at my page. She seen me. I seen her. I definitely looked at hers. And we was just basically being cool like that. It's the only thing we haven't did. And we both live in the same city because we read her profile. She read mine. Boom, boom, boom. We live in the same city. So I was like, okay, cool. Boom. So we ran into each other, ironically. And I just thought that, and it was thrown back because she didn't really know who I was. I'm like, yo, what is really going on? Could have been a way that she probably wasn't really attracted. Probably being nice, wasn't really attracted to me like that. Boom, boom, boom. That could be you could make a huge case for that. But anyways, I just want men to be really, really careful of your interactions with women on social media. This is why I like to stick to the traditional way of meeting women. Like, especially when you're out here dating, you out here doing your thing, you're feeling yourself a little bit, you got a little something to offer, and you want to get back out there. That's why I like to do it the traditional way sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, depending on how the interaction is on social media or whatever. Like, meeting a woman the old school way is a lot better. It get rid of the stress from your mind of trying to think that she's real, because you may be talking to a bot or anything like that. She may not even look nothing like her profile pictures. You know, we dealing with a whole bunch of catfishing out here in the world. And the same thing could be said for us as men too, whatever, about us being misrepresenting who we are. I don't do that, so I can't identify with that. But I'm pretty sure for my female listeners who's listening to this right now, I'm pretty sure y'all can agree with that. But as men in today's time, if you're a little old school and traditional in a way, you may have to alter it a little bit to understand that we're living in a new reality. And sometimes it sucks, man, but this stuff do exist, and women have the right to feel nervous and scared because, for one, they're women. And I understand how, especially if you're a woman that's used to getting talked on and getting hit on by so many different men every time you go somewhere, boom, 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 it kind of like puts your mindset in a different place. Because I was in a relationship with a woman where she wanted me to go with her all the time, everywhere. Like, because, not because she was scared to go to these places by herself, but because she was scared of getting hit on by other men. So she wanted me there as like a shield of protection. Like, okay, you see that I'm with somebody, so now you're not going to talk to me. In all cases, that didn't work, but I'm going to say that story for another day, probably for a serious joke in the future or something. But I just want us to be careful as men out here. We got to be leery of these situations because I'm actually one of the lucky ones. It didn't actually turn out to be like one of the crazy women, like, oh, you stalking me, made a little scene, embarrassed me. I was still in uniform, on the clock, probably possibly could have lost my job. She could have been a woman that, and due to the fact that she was recording me, she probably was on the phone talking to somebody, could have been a dude, could have been one of her brothers, probably could have came up to the job, caused all types of commotion. You never know. You gotta think about that. I know y'all may be thinking, oh man, it ain't even that deep. Dude, you, even if it's not that deep, even if you never have to run into the situation, it's good to just know this information. So you can prepare yourself for what may be around the corner if you get there. If just in case this situation ever happened to you, or you may know somebody, you may be able to prepare somebody else or whatever, whoever, who knows the situation. So just be careful if you're single out there, fellas, and you're dating, and you got a woman, or you're trying to talk to a woman who has a strong social media presence, used to getting approached by men, or whatever the situation is, or they just may be nervous out there. It's just because those are the cases too sometimes with some women, like they just nervous and they're not used to having human interactions a lot, because social media has given people a presence to stay comfortable within their solitude. Like a lot of people, they'll just post videos, and a lot of times they don't meet half, even family members. You probably don't see half your family members the way that you used to, because everybody's keeping in contact with you via social media. So it's like, it's almost like we're getting taught in a way to social distance ourselves away from being normal. You know what I'm saying? So now being normal is abnormal. So I just wanted to throw this out there for all the men out there, just to have this in the back of your mind, of thought or whatever. Sometimes it could be fake, sometimes it could be real, but just think about it. Prepare yourself to be in the best position. You know what I'm saying? Try to have a human interaction at some point or whatever. Meet a conversation, meet each other, boom, boom. If you can, FaceTime or something. Whatever the situation is, hopefully this advice finds you well. That's pretty much it. I'm going to see you guys next time on the Less Feast, Food for Thought podcast. And if you ever hear your stomach growl because you're hungry and you're looking for somewhere to put some food in your stomach, make a pit stop here at the Less Feast, Food for Thought podcast, because I got some more food for you. And that includes leftovers. Don't forget to leave a tip. Bon appetit, and there's your dessert. Thank you guys so much. See you next time.